This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for coming back to spend a little bit of your day with me. And if it's okay with you guys, hope so, because you're here and I'm here and it's done. I want to get a little bit personal today. And the reason I want to do that is because I personally have changed dramatically over the past few years. And I don't just mean weight loss, though that is certainly a big part of it. I have fundamentally changed who I am, how I act, and how I think. And I am still changing to be a happier, healthier, easier version of myself. I also know that if you had told me a few years ago that such change was possible for me, I am sure that I would not have believed you. So I completely understand that many of you might be at a place where you don't think dramatic change in the way you think, in the way you choose, in your motivation is possible for you. I get that. I understand if you feel like right now it will always be a struggle and you will always be fighting against yourself. And that's why so many people give up, because the idea that you very much believe in, that this is always going to be your cross to bear, it's exhausting, but it's also not true. So before I share with you some of how I have changed, I want to tell you a quick story and talk about some of the changes that I am actively working to create right now. Many of you guys know that I look up to Katrin Davidsdottir. She is known in the CrossFit community as the fittest woman in the world, having won the CrossFit Games 2 times. That's where she gets that title. She's only in her early 20s, so she's younger than I am by a good margin. And I don't look up to her because of her athleticism, though it's incredibly impressive. I look up to her because of her effort and her work ethic, right? She is one of the primary reasons I moved this past winter. I now train at the same gym where she trains. And though I don't train with her, I wanted to be near her. And I understand that sounds creepy. It probably is creepy. But I wanted to be near her because of her work ethic, because I wanted to see that every day. She works harder than anyone I've ever known. And I wanted to be near that. I wanted to be moved by that on a daily basis. I wanted that example in my life because I believe that we are the average of the people we spend the most time with. Recently, Rogue Fitness is a CrossFit equipment and apparel company. They released a Katrin Davidsdottir t-shirt, which makes sense because the regionals are coming up and then the CrossFit Games are this summer. They released a Katrin Davidsdottir t-shirt. And on the front of the t-shirt, it just says Rogue, the company. And on the back, there is a picture of a sled dog. A sled dog. Now, that's not like her mascot or anything. She doesn't like belong to a team called the Sled Dogs. She doesn't have a sled dog. But a lot of people refer to her as a sled dog. And when I saw the t-shirt released, I had heard her coach and the owner of the gym I work out at tell this story about why Katrin is like a sled dog. And since I had heard the story before, I immediately bought the shirt, which is impressive because I'm probably one of the cheapest people on the planet. But I want to tell you this quick story about what Katrin's coach, Ben Bergeron, says about what the sled dog means in relationship to Katrin. So here's what he says. She has a gymnastics background. She is strong. But I think what separates her more than anyone else is her willingness to suffer. Not just her willingness, but her want. She's like a sled dog without a sled. Sled dogs are sitting outside the huts just yelping, wanting to do work. When she's not doing work, she's not happy. And it's not the way a lot of people do it. She doesn't want to just throw weights around. She wants to get her heart rate to 200 and hold it for 10 minutes. She wants to outwork people. Now, you might be thinking, that's not me at all. I do not like being miserable in the gym or anywhere, and I totally get that. I really do. I don't like to suffer in the gym. I will, but I'm definitely not there, you know, not sitting out like, put me in, coach, I'm ready to suffer. But when I talk to people about what changed for me, because I had a 20 plus year of crash dieting, of yo-yo weight loss, binge eating, food obsession, how did I get from there to here? How was such change possible without it being all consuming all the time? And when people ask me that question, I usually answer by telling them how I realized I was so motivated in other areas of my life, like my job and my finances. So it wasn't that I wasn't motivated, it was that my strategy was wrong. And I talk about how in my job, I was the first person into work and the last one to leave. I didn't always want to be, but I did it because I was motivated. So this notion that I couldn't be successful in weight loss because I wasn't a motivated person just wasn't true, right? I was the one to step up in a meeting and take control when everybody else was just sitting there waiting to be told what to do. I talk about how my hustle earned me promotion after promotion. But here's what I don't usually mention. And I was thinking about this when I got my sled dog t-shirt in the mail, because I was thinking about how I'm not a sled dog in the gym. Yes, I will go in there. Yes, I will work hard, but I'm not begging for it. In fact, I often don't look forward to it at all. And so I was questioning, can that be changed? Can I change that? And I started to think about something I hadn't thought about in a long time, which is I was not always a hard worker in my job. I was not always a good steward of my finances, just like I wasn't always feeling really good and comfortable about my food choices. In fact, totally the opposite of that. My first job out of college, I worked for a major hospital system, and I was not a good employee. I mean, I showed up, I got the job done, I didn't steal, I didn't cheat, right? I showed up, but I did the minimum amount of work required to keep my job. I was a slacker. I would go home for lunch and take a 2-hour nap. I didn't take on anything that wasn't directly assigned to me. I got by with the minimum amount I could do. If I had been my boss, I would have fired me. But I left that job to go work for a different company, the company where I changed my work ethic completely, did a total 180. If people from my first job out of college could have seen what I did at this supplement company, they would have been like, who is that girl, right? And I really, up until this point with this sled dog story, hadn't really thought about how I made that change. But I think it's really important because I also made that change in my finances. I also made that change with regards to food and my body and fitness. And I'm continuing to make those kinds of changes in the way I interact with other people, in my emotional responses to things. And so the bottom line is you can redefine yourself. We all have idols, right? We all have people we look up to, and maybe we think we wish we had their motivation or their work ethic or their positive attitude or their cheerful demeanor. And we sort of just wish for it and think, I'm just not wired that way. But we can rewire ourselves. So I was thinking about how I made this shift in my job, because like I said, up until this point, I was a legitimate slacker. But when I got the new job in the supplement industry, I was initially in over my head. The industry was completely new to me, dietary supplements. I didn't know anything about them. And I didn't like that feeling, right? I didn't like feeling like I'm a fraud. You know, that's how I felt. Like, how am I going to keep this job when I don't know anything about it? So what I did was I started studying at night. I didn't think I'm going to take over this company and I'm going to be the hardest worker anybody's ever seen. Mm-mm. It didn't start like that. It started very, very simply. I made flashcards of every product and all of the ingredients, and I would study them at night. A tiny little thing. But nobody else was doing that. Nobody else knew the products in their head and the ingredients. They carried around a big binder with them, and they would call it their product Bible. And so when they were in a meeting and somebody would ask a question, they had to flip through their binder. And so for me, I just felt so intimidated by the job, I started studying flashcards. And in a matter of weeks, really, I was standing out in meetings because of this little thing that I had done. And I realized that feels good. It did. And I really think that simple realization is what changed me in every arena. I realized how damn good it felt to be confident and achieve things. It felt good and I wanted more of it. So in my job, I started coming in earlier and staying later. I would connect with my boss and my boss's boss. I asked to sit in on meetings that were outside the scope of my job so that I could understand the big picture better and add more value. And just the act of doing that, not only did they notice my initiative, but then when I was in other meetings that were meetings I was supposed to be in, I had more context than other people. So I had better ideas and better solutions because I was going out and creating that. I didn't wait for somebody to say, oh, Elizabeth, you'd be really great in this meeting. No, I said, I'm curious. I don't know anything about this. Can I sit in on this meeting? Can I take notes for you guys? I became the sled dog at work. And it's interesting how quickly that became my identity. When I first heard that sled dog story about Katrin, I thought, I might not be a sled dog in the gym, but I am a sled dog in my work, in my career. Since I started Primal Potential, I have not taken a single day off, not one, not a Saturday, not a Sunday, not Christmas. I work every single day. I am the one who wants to work, who wakes up excited to work. I am a sled dog in that arena. But it's interesting how quickly I forgot that I wasn't naturally that way. I created that intentionally. And I fell in love with it because it feels amazing to feel amazing and to be productive and to watch things happen in your life because of your own effort and your own initiative. But that's not how I was born. It's how I created myself to be. And the same thing is true about finances. I always talk, you know, when people say, what shifted for you with the weight loss? I talk about how I was so motivated in my job and in my finances. I talked about how I convinced my then husband to buckle down, and he just had to go along with it really, but to pay down our debt. We had about $130,000 in student loans and other small debts, and we paid that off, over $130,000 in just under 2 years. He would probably say I was a slave driver about it. I'd say sled dog. Because I got excited about the work, I realized and focused on how good it felt. I could have focused on how hard it was, how frustrating it was, how long we had to go, how long it was going to take. Because 2 years feels like a dang long time when you get started, but it flies by. If I had focused on what was hard and what we had to say no to and what we missed out on, I wouldn't have fallen in love with the process. But I got excited about the little wins. But I wasn't born that way. I really wasn't. You don't just like get into $130,000 in debt in your early 20s because you're great with money. I used, after I graduated from college, the hospital system I worked for had a tuition reimbursement program that I took advantage of for my grad work. And I used the tuition reimbursement money to buy furniture. And from when I got out of college, for the next 3 years, I bought a new car every year. It was crazy. It was stupid. But I redefined myself. I trained myself to focus on the why, on what would feel good about the change instead of what was hard about the change. Every day, I would focus on how great it would be to be debt-free. Right? I would focus on the next small achievement. Like, oh my gosh, we're so close on this next little credit card. It only has $300 left. We're going to have this done by next week. That felt good. I focused on the excitement about it instead of the pain about it. Same thing with my job. I wasn't like, oh, here we go. I have to go into work again. And oh, it's been such a long day. No, it was, I'm really excited to learn and add this new skill set to my arsenal and be valued in meetings. Fall in love with the process. fall in love with the next small achievement. I didn't walk into that new job thinking about how great it would be to be promoted in 2 years. No, I got excited about memorizing all the products, something that I could do in a short period of time, right? I knew how much easier my job would be once I had all that information in my head. You can change who you are if you are willing to change what you focus on. You can change who you are and transform how you act when you bring your attention multiple times each day to what you want and why, to what's in it for you. When you decide to get excited about where you are going and why you want to get there instead of resenting and resisting it. You have to get excited about it. Katrin isn't the sled dog because she hates the work. She's the sled dog because she loves it, and that is a choice. And you do not have to be born that way. You can become that way. Ben Bergeron talks about how Katrin became a champion when she changed her mindset. How she really struggled and didn't even qualify for regionals when she was crying in the middle of an event and throwing down her weight belt when she missed a lift. But now she is all smiles all the time, literally. She gets excited to improve. She gets excited to tackle a workout that's really a challenge for her because she sees the opportunity for growth. If you change your mindset, you will transform yourself and you can redefine yourself in any way. You don't have to be born that way. It's about finding a way to feel amazing. And that's what happened when I decided to end my struggle with food and fat loss. I wanted to feel amazing, and I started to pursue that. It felt so good to be proud of myself at the end of the day instead of beating myself up. It felt so good to be excited about my food choices instead of embarrassed by them. So I would write down what made me proud, and then I would repeat it. And naturally, I fell in love with that feeling. It felt so much better to be proud of myself for saying no thank you to the average tortilla chips from the Mexican restaurant I've had a million times. It felt so much better to be proud for saying no thanks than to indulge for 10 minutes. It felt amazing to watch my body change. That felt so much better than any ice cream I've ever had. It felt amazing to finish a workout at 5 a.m. and still be into the office 2 hours before anybody else. It feels amazing to feel amazing, and that is what I focused on the things that create that feeling, the actions, the choices, the thoughts, and then repeating them. If you get anything from this episode, I want you to realize how simple it is. How can I make myself feel amazing today? How can I make myself proud for just this one single day? That's it, guys. You don't need a 21-day plan, just today. Because it can only happen one choice at a time, one day at a time. It's not easy, but it is simple. And it's not overnight, but it's 100% possible. I did a Daily Motivations podcast the other day where I talked about asking the question and answering the question, is this choice taking me somewhere good? Is this choice taking me somewhere good? And you might be thinking, well, staring down the chocolate cake, yes, 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 that is taking me somewhere good. I love chocolate cake. But is that true? Because if it was true that that choice takes you somewhere good, you'd probably be really happy right now. And if you were really happy right now, you wouldn't want to change. So if that's your reaction, yes, yes, chocolate cake sure does take me somewhere good, then you really need to sit with, why do I want to lose weight? Or why do I want to improve my eating habits? Why? Beyond the cosmetic. Is it about confidence? Is it about energy? And then ask yourself that question. Is this choice making me more confident? Is this choice going to give me more energy? Do what makes you feel amazing for the day, not for the moment. And you will become addicted to that process, I promise. It is okay if you are not yet who you want to be, how you want to be. It's okay if You're not quite sure that it's possible, but it is. You can change, but you have to do the work. And you have to get excited about the process and figure out what makes you feel amazing and then do that over and over and over and over again. You cannot resist and resent the work. You have to hyper-focus on the good in it, the excitement in it, the opportunity in it, on how it is going to improve your life. And then you will transform. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.